My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This petition is for Joyce Warsack, J-O-Y-C-E, last name W-A-R-S-A-C-K. This was done on October 21st, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD has fluctuated between stage 3B and stage 4 for a very long time now, according to the patient, for at least 15 years period. And is most likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. Hyperuricemia also plays a major role in the CKD, period. The recent renal function test revealed a BUN of 34 from 34, creatinine of 1.84 from 1.67, and a GFR of 28 from 30. There is no evidence of proteinuria, and there is no recent urinalysis to determine if there is activity in the urinary sediment, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms and is doing well overall, period. She has gained a significant amount of weight since the last visit due to dietary indiscretion and weighs 194 pounds today, period. She has gained 22 pounds since the last visit, period. We recommend losing the extra pounds via consumption of a plant-based diet, devoid of animal proteins, and by increasing her physical exercise or physical activities, period. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 9.3. We discussed at great length the importance of decreasing her uric acid level and maintaining a normal range of 5.5 to 6 to decrease complications and mortality as a result of hyperuricemia, period. We started her on Ulorin, 40 milligrams, one tablet daily, and discussed treatment with Krystexxa if we are unable to control her uric acid levels with the Ulorin, period. We also provided her with dietary recommendations to follow, such as decreased purine, P-U-R-I-N-E, intake in the diet, and provided her with written information, and she verbalizes understanding, period. Next line, a vitamin B12 deficiency. She follows at the Florida Cancer Center. With Dr. Riaz, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with normal or stable blood pressure of 132 over 84, period. She is euvolemic, we advise her to continue a decreased sodium intake of 2 grams in 24 hours period. Next line, hyperlipidemia with unremarkable lipid panel. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, nephrolithiasis, as noted on the recent renal ultrasound, which shows 0.75 millimeters of non-obstructing stone in the left kidney, period. She is asymptomatic. Next line, renal cyst, as noted on the recent renal ultrasound, which shows an inferior hole stone measuring 2.5 centimeters in the left kidney, period. The rest of the renal ultrasound was unremarkable, with normal sized kidneys as well as normal cortical thickness, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which has been very well controlled with an A1C of 5.9%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, osteoarthritis. That is post bilateral knee replacement. She is aware that NSAIDs are nephrotoxic and therefore she should avoid them, period. Next line, due to the patient's advanced renal disease and decreased GFR, it is not recommended that she starts treatment with allopurinol for the hyperuricemia, because this can further deteriorate the kidneys, period. Next line, we will continue to monitor and we'll reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. And